The Chautauqua Institution was founded by Lewis Miller and John Heil Vincent as an educational experiment where Sunday school teachers came to learn.
Their belief was that for democracy to succeed, you had to have an informed electorate. And as church people, they felt that it was the job of the church, not so much to inform people on political issues as to inform them on moral issues that played into political life.
That's Joan Brown Campbell, director of religion at Chautauqua, who describes herself as the institution's pastor.
I do think of this place as my congregation. I feel very much at home, and I really am happier when people think of me as their pastor, because that's the role that's the finest role you can have.
The pastor of Chautauqua.
Yes.
Indeed, the world's religions are celebrated, especially on Sundays, when admission to the institution grounds is free. Individual services are held by various congregations early Sunday at their respective houses of worship on the grounds. Then at 10:45, the Chautauqua community gathers as one at the amphitheater for an ecumenical service, followed at 8 p.m. by a concert of sacred music. Brown Campbell oversees a daily program at the Hall of Philosophy where ethical, moral, humanitarian, and philosophical issues are explored by religious leaders. She says her goal is to build bridges among Jews, Christians, and Muslims. Brown Campbell calls it lived religion.
What does it mean when you say you're a religious or a spiritual person? How does it affect your everyday life?
Brown Campbell's afternoon programs are usually tied to the particular theme of the week at Chautauqua. This week, it's Inspire, Commit, Act. Education Director Shara Babcock says each season, they like to take 1 week exploring what she calls the big idea.
This is a week that we would probably designate as something we call surprise and delight. The speakers are fabulous. They've done some wonderful things. Ahead of time, the audience may not know their names, but they have done things in their lives and in their communities that have changed their worlds.
One of those speakers is Freeman Hrabowski. He's the president of the University of Maryland, Baltimore County. Chautauqua President Tom Becker says Hrabowski is a prime example of someone who moved beyond the big idea to acting upon it.
The work he's doing at this university for inner-city kids on science, technology, engineering, and mathematics, it's stunning. It's really stunning. And he speaks about it with that wonderful combination of passion and sort of unrelenting commitment to pushing all of this forward.
Becker says he's already inspired by what this week's guests have done.
I think this week, as much as anything else, is going to give all of us a sense of hope. You know, at a time when we don't seem to be able to solve stuff, here's a whole week on people who are solving things all over the place.
Also this week, the Chautauqua Symphony Orchestra performs with the North Carolina Dance Theater Tuesday night at the amphitheater. 2011 American Idol winner Scotty McCreery sings Friday night.
Right on time. A little game of guess who, and I got a hug. And how's my baby?
And the symphony is back Saturday with Chautauqua Opera Young Artists for an evening program of opera highlights. Reporting from the Chautauqua Institution, I'm Mark Scott.